House committees detail Harvard ties with Chinese entities in new report. A report released by House committees on August 13 alleged that Harvard University prioritized financial ties over American national security and received more than $600 million from China, the most of any U.S. university. The report, released by the House Select Committee on China and the House Education and Workforce Committee, alleged that Harvard created a nonprofit called Harvard Global to circumvent federal requirements for disclosing foreign donations to higher education. According to the report, Harvard Global initially stated on its website that it could serve as a proposal applicant and awardee for awards the university was unable to accept for legal or financial reasons. The nonprofit later removed the language after the committee sent Harvard a draft of the report. Harvard created an entity in a blatant attempt to get around federal foreign funding disclosure laws. That's unacceptable, especially given Harvard's history of failing to comply with these requirements, Education and Workforce Committee Chairman Representative Tim Walberg said in a statement. The committees identified 140 publications co-authored by Harvard-affiliated researchers and researchers affiliated with Chinese universities, including a Seven Suns University, the report stated. The Seven Suns of National Defense is a group of elite Chinese universities directly subordinate to the Chinese Ministry of Industry and Information Technology, which regulates China's defense sector. The House committees alleged that Harvard-affiliated researchers have worked with Chinese universities that, as a matter of policy, conduct extensive weapons research and development and hold top-secret security clearances with the PLA. The report cited a 2023 research paper on magnetic materials co-authored by a Harvard-affiliated researcher and a researcher at China's National University of Defense Technology, which the U.S. government has placed on its entity list as a threat to American national security. From allowing violence against anti-China protesters to collaborating with entities linked to the PLA, Harvard has made serious mistakes and must act now to prevent more, said Representative John Molinar, chairman of the Select Committee on China. Molinar called for reforms at Harvard aimed at ending CCP influence on campus and safeguarding U.S. research. In an emailed statement to the Epoch Times, a Harvard spokesperson disagreed with the report, saying it contained mischaracterizations of the university and failed to reflect Harvard's record of compliance and cooperation in protecting U.S. interests and national security. Harvard shares the committee's concern about geopolitical risks, including threats posed by the Chinese Communist Party, and is committed to continuing to conduct research and academic programming with protections that prioritize U.S. interests and national security. Harvard follows national security standards and guidance set by the federal government for its international collaborations. Additionally, where appropriate, federal agencies who are best able to assess real-time national security risks work with Harvard to put in place agency-approved risk mitigation measures for federally funded research, the spokesperson said. The report came after the Justice Department announced on July 20 that it was investigating whether Harvard violated Title VI by excluding American students from financial aid programs funded by China-based sources. Universities are required by federal law to report gifts and contracts from foreign sources that exceed $250,000 in a year. Harvard had disclosed nearly $4.5 billion in foreign funding, of which $630 million came from sources based in China, the university's largest source of foreign funding, the department said. According to the DOJ, Harvard appears to accept funds from China-based sources that require the university to establish financial aid programs with preference given to students from particular countries. Bill Pan contributed to this report.